on your porch burned out, you say you had to screw in a new
bulb.
What would you call that? The full name for that?
I don't know.
What kind of bulb?
An electric light bulb, I guess, if you have electric lights.
Okay. And you carry the washout to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a
basket.
And if you opened a bottle and then wanted to put something in it so the liquid wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in a...
You mean to put something in it?
Well, once you open the bottle, then to keep it from spilling out.
Well, when I was young, you'd put a cork stopper in it, but you can't hardly see a cork stopper anymore.
Were there any other kinds of stoppers besides cork stoppers?
Not back when I was a kid that I remember.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that people used to play that go like this.
A harp.
Okay.
Harp's a chord, I believe, is what they call it now. We called it just plain harp.
Uh-huh.
A French harp.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you go like this?
That's a Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to, something you'd use to pound nails with, that'd be a...
hammer.
And if you had a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
The tongue.
And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him between the...
shafts.
And, talking about a wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, then the spokes come out and they fit into the...
into the fella of the wheel. That's the wooden part that makes a round wheel. And then outside of that, you put the tire, the metal tire outside of that.
I see. And when you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the traces come back and hook onto the...
single tree.
And if you have two horses, then you'd have a...
it's... Some wagons have a double tree, mm-hmm. and then have the single trees fastened on to that.
Mm-hmm. And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was doing what?
Well, I'd say hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. What if he had didn't have a full load of wood? You might say he had a...
well, just a part load, I guess, is what you'd call it.
Did you ever hear a jag of wood or a change of wood?
No, I don't think so.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a chain to it and I what it out of the way.
Dragged it out of the way.
And you say, we have what many logs out of that road?
Dragged.
Okay, and you say... you have to tie a chain to it in order to, what?
To drag it.
Okay. When you use the wheels of the wagon, they fit into the...
They've got a, in that hub thing, they've got a big hole. And the axle of the wagon goes from one side to the other, and it's fixed in a way that wheel will push on the end of it. And then they take a tap and screw on the outside of that, to fasten the wheel on so it won't fall off.
I see. What did you use to break up the ground with in the spring?
Middle busters and turning plows.
Any other kinds of plows?
I don't remember any others. They were the big kind, and, before tractors, you just had to...